We have an incredible group of performers. Please welcome Tom Paxton,
Julie Gold,
Eric Anderson,
Pete and Maura the Kennedys,
Sonia,
Susan Werner,
Chris Wither,
Tony Kriska and Skyline,
Frebo,
Mr. David Bromberg,
and of course, Mr. Tom Rush.
And let's bring out on stage first, Mr. Tom Paxton.
Thanks. So I must have got it wrong. I thought they were saying that Gene was celebrating his 40th birthday, which I frankly found a little hard to believe. But now I find out it's the anniversary, and that's... I'm sure, Gene, that I sang this song in the first of those 40 years on your show. It's a lesson too late for the blooming. Made of sound, in the wing of an eye, my soul is turning, in your eye, in your eye.
As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you, each song in my breast dies a boy. Without you, without you. Will there be would have loved to burn. Didn't mean to be unkind. Last thing on my mind.
Thank you. Rich Durden and Ron Greenspan. Thank you very much. One of the best songs of our era, sung by the writer of the song, Julie.
I'm sandwiched in between all these guitars, and it wasn't easy getting this on the Amtrak, but worth it, I hope. Gene, you know, we all love you. But I actually grew up listening to Gene, and I get the chance to thank you personally in front of all these people who love you. Thank you for feeding our souls for all these years with such excellent music. Thank you. I passed girls high today, and I'm still shaking. I went there. Anyone else? Yeah! Okay. Well, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our next guest, someone who we've all loved and admired for so many years, and getting magnificent reviews for a brand new record called Deep Avenue, the very poetic, the very unique, the one and only, Eric Anderson.
Before I start, first of all, let me introduce my friend. We're going to work together, Mr. David Brownberry. Hey. Before I do, I think, you know, man, I just feel something in the air, just something coming through, like I feel like there's some kind of message coming along from somewhere to Gene.
You remember that first time I did your radio show back about, 35, 40 years ago when I was 14, and you were really weird? Well, I guess some things never change.
David and I played last time. We did a thing for an album called Blue Ribbon. David sat in. I think of More Often Than Not by, I think it was David Whiffen too. And man, I ain't seen you in a long time. It's good to see you, brother. We're still here. And it beats work. This is a tune that Gene asked me to do. Song I think I did with Rick Danko. Woo! I think we did it on the World Cafe and on Gene's show once. I listened to your song last night. You acted like you knew something there between us. It told me more than words could do. Told me I was looking fine. They said you devil you. I knew that you were wanting me as much as I was wanting you. You took my picture once and now it's hanging on your wall. Along with all the other ones, was I so unusual? You've had many in your life, I've had many too. Sometimes I get the urge to just grab a hold of you. When you thought you left me. behind. Who had wounded you with love, so you conquered him with pride. You were watching from the wilderness, and I fell into the sea. You were standing on the shoreline, you were drowning just like me.
Staying on stage with a bunch of people who have mentored me and also Maura in our career. And when we got to know Gene, we realized he was the mentor of mentors. He's the one who taught us all what it really means.
Thank you. turn on the TV. Oh, but he ain't nothing like you or me. He ain't nothing like you or me. Life is large, it's bigger than both of us. Life is large, all you need is just a little trust. Be yourself and stand your ground. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Life is large. Bad situation and nearly took her down. Ooh, and one day I guess it just got over me. Well, she packed her bags and hit the road, filled the tank and took control. Life is large, it's bigger than both of us. All you need is just a little trust. Be yourself and stand your ground. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Life is large.
Sonia. one to shy away from songs that maybe other people would run away from. This is a song like that. It was written by Phil Oakes.
Yay. Yeah. To you, a friend, a wonderful, talented, as you know, she's practically a hometown girl, but she's everywhere. Her name is Susan Werner.
I hear a message. Gene Hyde, Steve Forbert here saying congratulations on your 40th anniversary career milestone. You're up there with the long distance runners now, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, the Rolling Stones, and Gene Shea. So, Keswick, say hello to our good friend Ed Shockey for me, and I hope to see you soon.
This is a song that Gene requested I sing this evening, and he said I sang it for him one time backstage at the Painted Bride, and I said it's something I'm working on, and he smiled at me like, you know, sometimes when we were learning how to do this, all of us Philadelphia songwriters, sometimes he would just look at us like you poor troubled children, and sometimes he would look at us like maybe you're making a little progress. She's waiting in the rain, she's taking a commuter train, she's wearing a beret, always wanted just to look that way. She appreciates the thought as you help her with the bag she brought. She extends a little smile as she looks at you across the aisle. But gone the days of the corduroy jumpers and your very first string of pearls. Say a prayer for the souls of the fallen and the last of the good straight girls. She was riding on the bus, and she winces when the people cuss. She's reading from a book that she needed for a class she took. She puts a marker in the spine as we cross an over city line. As she steps down on the street, there's a man she never planned to meet. Hey, gone the days of the corduroy jumpers and your very first string of pearls. Say a prayer for the souls of the fallen and the last of the good straight and girls. And you say, oh, 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 where did the gentle women go? And you say, where, oh, where is the town I used to know? And you say, out of sight, is there something in the night? Is there something? No more. She rolls the windows up tight every time she's at a traffic light. Through the bulletproof glass, she buys a paper and a tank of gas. Does she seem a little scared now? Well, she's always gotta be prepared now. 'Cause gone long gone the days of the corduroy jumpers and your very first string of pearls. Keys in hand and a gun in the pocket. Oh, keys in hand and a gun in the pocketbook. So say a prayer, see what good it'll do you. Say a prayer, see what good it'll do. For the last of the good. Thank you.
into satellite radio the other day, which is kind of a new thing, satellite radio. And I wasn't quite sure I'd made up my mind about it. And then I turned onto this channel called Folk Town. And I heard this next guy and I thought, you know, maybe satellite radio is going to be okay. Please welcome the great and the real deal, Mr. Chris Smith.
Philadelphia has, all through the years that I've played, all the ups and downs of my life, you know, Philadelphia has been consistently been the most loyal and the most giving of my audience. And to a large extent, I have Gene Shea to thank for that. Here's one Gene asked me to play. He told me the first time he ever heard this song, heard me play this, he went back home and woke his wife up and said, "Wake up, Mama, turn your lamp down low." I think she said something rude to him, man.
Turn it down low. Ooh, wake up. Turn it down low.
another good man from the door. Months ago, I sat for an hour and a half and listened to our next guest totally enthrall me and enchant me with nothing but a banjo. I would have thought that was impossible. Would you please welcome Tony Trischka?
Thank you very much. It's great to be part of this hootenanny. Tell representing the wacky Northeast bluegrass contingent here. Over there, you know, on the banjo is Tony Trischka. He did Gene's show with the Rounder Banjo Extravaganza, I believe. And over here on guitar is Danny Weiss. Danny plays on the soundtrack of Folk Festival Camping. I'm sure you all have a copy of that. Gene's foray into video, into documentary video. Over here on the bass, he's probably been on Gene's show more than anyone here. He's actually a significant other-in-law of Gene. Please welcome Larry Cohen. And mandolin, Barry Mitterhoff, and I first played on Gene's show on WMMR in 1973. So we're going to do a blues also, just like that amazing piece that Chris played. This is one that Gene asked us to play. It's our theme song, the title of our first recording. It's a tune written by Jim Tolles, and it's called Late to Work. Thank you.
no surprise to find yourself alone. Yes, it's no surprise to find yourself alone.
It's really a pleasure and an honor to be here. We do love Gene very much. And it's also a pleasure and an honor to introduce the next performer. He's had a wonderful and illustrious career backing up other performers, mostly as a bass player. And some of you may remember him from a Philadelphia band called Edison Electric. Many of you have enjoyed his playing on Bonnie Raitt's records and with her in person. He was with her for many years, and also many other wonderful artists. And these days, he's striking out on his own as a singer-songwriter. So please welcome Freebo. Be here for Gene, certainly for you all, and with all these incredible legends out there. I've known Gene for a long time. I think I've been with him on every station he was at, except for the jazz station. And every time I was with him in any situation, was always an extreme pleasure. He's a funny guy. So funny I can't find him. Where are you, Gene? Hey, all right. Gene, this is for you, because you requested it. Your wish is my command. I'm honored to have another side man back me up, Mr. David Bromberg. Consummate side man of the 60s. In fact, an inspiration for me to strike out on my own. So there you go. You're welcome. Well, not to blame, but I'll give it to you. This song is called Sometimes It's For Nothing, because sometimes it is. And it's got a little sing-along part, and I welcome you to come along. I know it's folk music. It's three words. It's not kumbaya, so don't freak out. The three words are, I feel good. And you go like this. Here's what you go. I feel good. I feel good. Let me hear you.
I feel good.
Harmony.
I feel good.
Fifth.
I feel good.
Get funky.
Feel good.
You got it. Here we go.
Lucy likes potatoes. Billy likes his beer. Johnny drives a hot rod so we can get on out of here. Daddy's at the factory. Overtime again. Mama's clipping coupons that is shopping with her friends. Sometimes it's for nothing, and sometimes it's for real. Sometimes you just know exactly how you feel. And I feel good.
I feel good.
Let me hear you.
I feel good.
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 Just like in the Bible, trouble comes along. Things start getting out of hand and you can't tell right from wrong. Samson and Delilah, Cain and Abel too. got to do, just what they got to do. Sometimes it's for nothing, and sometimes it's for real. Sometimes you just know exactly how you feel, and I feel good.
I feel good.
How you feeling, David? I saw the hero disappear, and it was me up there. Well, sometimes it's for nothing, and sometimes it's for real. Sometimes you just know exactly how you feel, and I feel good.
I feel good.
Oh, I feel good.
I feel good.
Yeah, sometimes it's for nothing, and sometimes it's for real. Sometimes you just know exactly how you feel. I feel good.
I feel good.
Change the key. I feel good.
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 Your turn, ready?
I'd like to introduce my accompanist, Freebo Freebo. His parents liked him so much they named him twice. Everybody's here to honor Gene, and I'm here to honor Gene as well, but I did have another reason for coming tonight. I understand that John Prine is here tonight. Some bitch owed me money. The honor of playing on a couple of his records, and I invited him down to hear me play, and after the last session I asked him if he'd mind if I could, if I did, you know, a couple of his tunes, and he said yeah, he minded. he proposed that we make a deal, and his proposal was that he wouldn't sing any of my songs if I wouldn't sing any of his. Well, I thought about it. I didn't really think that was fair. I mean, he's got a lot more songs for me not to sing than I have for him. So we made an agreement. I wouldn't sing any of his songs, and on a monthly basis, he'd send me a little money. Well, they're very good songs, you know, and it's hard not to do them. And every now and then, you know, the cost of living and the price goes up. He hasn't paid me in a long time. So I'm going to do one of his songs. Sing on this too. As a matter of fact, I hope you will. Well, that's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. Half an inch of water, you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. Help me. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. Half an inch of water, and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. Well, I know a gal, she got a lot to lose. She's a real sweet woman, just a little confused. She got muscles in her head that she ain't ever used. Think she owns half of the town. Oh, she get real drunk, get an itchy nose. Go home and hit her husband with a rubber hose. Then she take him out to dinner and buy him new clothes. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. Half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. Well, I was sitting in the bathtub counting my toes when the radiator broke and the ice all froze. I was stuck in the ice without any clothes, naked as the eyes of a clown. I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak when the sun through the window and the ice all broke. I got up and laughed. I thought it was a joke. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, next you're down. A half an inch of water and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. This song has one problem. That was it. I asked him to write more, but would he do it? So I thought I might try, you know, but I got great stories, but they won't fit in verses. So I'll tell one. I used to live in New York City. I had this friend, you know, I played in the basket houses. This guy, he was a nice guy, but his dog was wonderful. He had a great dog, and one day the dog died, and it was very sad, and he had to figure out how to dispose of the body, so he tried to find the ASPCA. You know, New York City, he called a million numbers till he found the right one. And that one was in New Jersey. So he asked the guy, you know what, I've got this dead dog, what do I do? And the guy said, you bring it here. He said, to New Jersey? He says, no, you bury it on 42nd Street. Yeah, you bring it to New Jersey. He says, well, how do I get there? The guy said, well, you take the Jersey Turnpike. Hey, wait a minute. I'm a New Yorker, man. I don't have a car. Sorry. I've been messing with Freebo here. Anyhow, he said, look, you go to the bus, 42nd Street, Port Authority bus terminal, and you take this bus, and you know, and he gave me all the instructions. I said, okay. He says, but, I mean, I can't get on the bus with a dead dog in my hands. I said, no, you put him in a box. He said, no, it's a big dog. Well, people put him in a duffel bag or a suitcase or something, you know. Okay. So he gets the dog and he puts it in his old suitcase, goes down to the Port Authority bus terminal. He's about to get on the bus when he realizes he has no idea what to do when he gets off the bus. So he finds a phone booth, he calls the number, gets the same guy, gets directions, gets out of the phone booth, and somebody's stolen the suitcase. I would have liked to have seen the look on that junkie's face when he opened it. Well, that's the way that the world goes. Wait, the next you're down, half an inch of water, and you think you're gonna. That's the way. understand that John is in the men's room throwing up. So we'll have to sing it one more time. Well, that's the way that the world goes round. Happen into water and you think you're going to drown. That's the way that... That's the way that the world goes round. I ever played in front of a large audience, I'm pretty sure it was Gene Shea that introduced me. It was at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. And I'll never forget that until the day I die that Tom Paxton and Tom Rush came up and accompanied me. That was a great thing, I want to tell you. I'm happy to introduce somebody for whom I've got a lot of respect and admiration, a guy who's really brought more great songwriters to people's attention, a wonderful performer, singer, and a heck of a good person, Tom Rush.
To Gene this evening. I'm going to play a short clip from Miss Bonnie Raitt.
Hi, Gene. This is Bonnie Raitt from California. I wish I could be there to celebrate this 40th anniversary in person, but you can bet that I'm calling in my congratulations and my great appreciation for all that you've contributed to the history of so many roots and blues and folk artists. Thank you very much for fighting a good fight, keeping folk music alive and well. We celebrate you tonight and wish you all the best, many more decades of great music to come. Thanks, Gene.
I second the motion. There's a few towns in this country that are really good folk towns, and every single one of them has somebody on the radio, often several people, not just one. But Gene has kept this town safe for acoustic music for a long time. I've often said, Gene's, it's because of Gene that I have an audience here. Thank you so much. He also sends me songs from time to time, and once in a while, he sends a good one. I learned this song off a tape he sent me. Well, I'm an old man, he's a hard-working man. He gets up real early and he goes downtown. About 15 minutes after he's been gone, there's a big milk truck pulls up on the lawn. That milkman dashes up to the door where that man's wife is waiting in a kimono. She puts a big old kiss on his cheek and they go inside. Well, that truck never moves for an hour or two. Now, it's none of my business. But one day, I took him aside and I told him what was going on while he was gone. And he said, well, yep, that may be so, but don't you know, we're never out of milk or cottage cheese or yogurt. He's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Making the best of a bad situation. Reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Well, now, an old lady, she's a real fine lady. Wouldn't harm a fly, just trying to get by and keep her house in order. But you know her husband worked so hard, he'd come unglued, he'd come unwrapped, he just snapped. Thinks he's a chicken. Roost in a bush by the side of the house. It's none of my business. But one day, I took her aside and I asked her if she had never thought about trying to find him a doctor who could make him well. And she said, well, yeah, now and then, but then again, he don't eat much. Just chicken feed and all that pecking in the yard don't hurt nothing. And heaven knows we can use the eggs. She's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Making the best of a bad situation. Reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Well, I know a man, he's an educated man. He's an alligator wrestler. He just jumps on in there and grabs them long green fellers. Or whatever you grab them long green fellers by. Now, one day, he was wrestling this one alligator, and this other alligator scampered up behind him and bit both the ears right off his head. Didn't bat an eye, just crawled off in the shade and went to sleep. The alligator, not the man. It's none of my business, but one day, I took him aside and I told him I thought it was a terrible shame about that little accident that he had getting his ears bit off, you know? Because from now on, his hat's going to fall down over his eyes. And he won't ever be able to be a gypsy because he's got no place to hold a key, gold earring, you know? And I told him that. He looked me right in the eye and he said, huh? He's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Making the best of a bad situation. Reckon I'd do the same if it was me. We're all making the best of a bad situation. We're all in this together, you and me. Because they knew I'd forget to introduce the next act. It's kind of my trademark, you know. We're all going to sing something for you. I've got a song from a long time ago. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. He's been like a father to me. This is a tune I learned from Eric von Schmidt up in Cambridge way back when. Eric learned it from a Library of Congress recording of a guy named the Reverend Sin Killer Griffith, who was recorded in the Darlington State Penitentiary Easter Sunday 1942. He's singing about a flood that devastated Galveston, Texas in 1900. It's got a chorus and we need you to sing on. It goes, wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? It blew all the people all away. We'll run it a couple of times for you. It goes like this. So wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Well, wasn't that a mighty storm? Blew all the people all away. Want to take it around the block? Come on. So wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Well, wasn't that a mighty storm? Blew all the people all away. You know the year of 1900, telling many years ago, death come howling on the ocean, death calls, you got to go. Now in Galveston had no seawall to keep the water down, the high tide from the ocean spread the water over the town. Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm?
threw all the people all away. Mr. Smith, let a trumpet give them water. You better get out of this place. But nobody thought about leaving. Till death stared them in the face. All those trains were down at the station, they were loaded. They had full of people, they were leaving town. But the trestle gave way from the water that day. And all those trains, they went on down.
So wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning rain? Wasn't that a mighty storm? Blew all the people all away.
Well, death, the cruel master, when the wind began to blow, rode in on a team of horses and said, "Death, won't you let me go?"
So wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Well, wasn't that a mighty storm? Blew our people all away.
Fell on the island, how'd it give away? Some that's tried to drown it, some that most in the way. Proceed, get a rolling, ships they could not stand. And I heard that God saved the drowning man.
Death, your hands are clammy. You got them on my knee. Come in, took my mother. Won't you come back for me, please? Death, you took my neighbor. Took my brother, too. But I heard my father call me. I saw my mother go well.
Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? Hey, blew all the people all away.
You know the year of 1900, children. Was many, 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 many years ago. Death come howling on the ocean. That calls you got to go.
So wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? It blew all the people away.
Hey, nah, nah.
Oh, wasn't that a mighty storm?
Back of the room, and the boys do one thing.
I'm gonna do a little short version of it.
Well, this desert makes me homesick. Riding shotgun all the way. The open land, it seems to stretch forever, reaching to eternity.
I don't like you while you're fencing. And I don't like you a watch down. I don't like the way you keep me out with your dusty desert lows.
Barbed wire, it's just a sin. Locks you out, it also locks you in. Barbed wire hurts my pride, hurts inside, so deep inside. And the girl I loved in Denver, she loved me in the heat of day. She loved me with her heart and all of her body, keeping her soul all the way. Hey, barbed wire, it's just a sin. Locks you out, it also locks you in. Barbed wire hurts my pride, hurts inside, so deep inside. Barbed wire, it's just a sin.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Four Way Street with Barb Wire. Let's hear it. And now would you welcome, please, our next two radio hosts for this evening. Please welcome Michael Cherson, and it's a very special privilege and honor to introduce tonight Ed Shockey.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Ed Shockey, you were there with Gene Shea just about at the beginning, weren't you?
I was 18 years old. I lived across the street from HATFM. One night, Gene came on the radio and said, I can only bring a few albums because it was 22 inches of snow on the ground. So I said, all right, I'll pack up my folk records and schlep across the street and bring Gene some records to play. So I get over there, literally off the street, and I see Gene. I've never met Gene. He says, oh, well, I could have brought more. I live around the corner myself. I just didn't feel like bringing a bunch of records that night. But he says, but as long as you're here, come on in. Well, this is 37 years ago. We've become dear friends over the years. And Gene was really my mentor, but even before I met him, because I, like many other people, listened to him on the radio. And it was his natural style. Aside from the music that was great, it was his style. You don't often think about it, but this school of non-obnoxiousness, you know what I mean, that has given radio a bad name? Gene invented being himself. And that's pretty much what Michael and I have done, and David and Michaela, and so many other people who learned that natural, simple style of broadcasting, in addition to teaching us so much about the music. He really was my mentor, and he's become a dear friend.
Well, one thing about mentoring you, Ed Shockey, we know that from Gene Shea, you learned the art of...
We don't have all
pause.
Yes.
Mad Dog.
I will tell you that some of the greatest joy I ever had in my 36 or so years of radio in Philadelphia was being Gene's designated hitter fill-in from 1970 to 1997. Especially on Folk Festival Sundays, because Gene couldn't be there. Thanks. And I kind of got its own cult following. I did the math and I figured over that time, over 27 years, I did a minimum of about 65 shows, which means of the 40 years, about a year and a quarter was mine.
So that's really only 38 and three quarters left.
It's over the stretch of time. I just took a sliver here and a sliver there, but it's our job to keep this show moving along, and right now it is my honor to introduce you to a wonderful songwriter who is one of the really important people behind the scenes in this whole world of folk music for nurturing talent and helping encourage people to take the shots and make it work. Will you please welcome Christine Lavin?
So much fun to be backstage watching, and Gene asked for a certain song of mine, but I'm not going to do it because I have a better idea. He's been working for 40 years. He needs a little bit of a vacation. He's probably not going to take one. So let this song, Gene, transport you to a beautiful tropical island. This island is so beautiful. This must be paradise. The hotel is lovely, the staff is super nice. My room has a terrace that overlooks the sea. The sun is bouncing on the water. Lucky, lucky me. I close my eyes for a minute. In the distance I can hear the whispering of wind chimes so far and yet so near. The sound perfumes the air, the ocean sighs below. A perfect moment here on earth. I don't want to let it go. Wind chimes, floating on the breeze. Wind chimes, wafting through the trees. Wind chimes, the sound of angels. Ballet dancing, wind chimes. There is nothing as entrancing. I am swimming in the ocean. I am lying on the beach. I am reading a thick book. I am eating a peach. I am walking on the shoreline, I am picking up pink shells. The whole time somewhere out there is that the sound of tiny bells. No, it's wind chimes, floating on the breeze. Wind chimes, wafting through the trees. Wind chimes, sound of angels. Cloud dancing, wind chimes. There is nothing as enchanting. I eat my dinner on the terrace, then watch that burning sun extinguished by the ocean. Evening has begun. I turn down the blankets, climb into my feather bed. But something's keeping me awake. Is a deep thoughts in my head. Play along with your car keys, everybody. Oh, it's wind chimes, floating on the breeze, wind chimes. Gnawing on the trees, wind chimes. The sound of angels, polka dancing, wind chimes. There is nothing as enchanting. I close all the windows, but that tinkling sound breaks through. I put a pillow over my head. I put in earplugs too. Now I open up the minibar, drink tiny vodka, tiny gin, but nothing helps. I'm trapped with the incessant din of wind chimes, clanging on the breeze. Wind chimes, annoying all the trees. Wind chimes, the sound I once thought enchanting. Wind chimes, angels, Irish step dancing. Too much of a good thing is too much, simply that. It's times like this I'm glad I travel with a baseball bat. Now I'm knocking down the wind chimes within a mile of this place. Now I'm going back to bed with a smile on my face. Quick, a sound that makes me long for. Everybody sing together now. Wind chimes, floating on the breeze. Wind chimes, frightening the trees. Wind chimes, the sound of angels belly dancing. Wind chimes, there is nothing as entrancing as. Everybody together now for Jean. Wind chimes. Beautiful. Wow. Tom Paxton as a wind chime. New career paths are blazed every day in front of Jean Shea. Well, one of the people who can't be here today is the late, great Dave Van Ronk. And we miss him. We miss him so much. And next Sunday, May 18th, the New York City Council has declared it Dave Van Ronk Day. How about that? You know he is laughing his ass off about that. And more than 80 radio stations around the world on the 18th are doing tributes to Dave Van Ronk, and one of them is Jean Shea, who will be on the air. And I took lessons from Dave Van Ronk many, many years ago, and I've never done this before, I'm going to play a Dave Van Ronk song here in tribute to Dave tonight, in tribute to Jean, because also Dave's wife, Andrea. Where's Andrea sitting? Where are you, Andrea? Behind the mixer. And stand up, Andrea. She's only 4'9". You can hardly see her. There's Andrea. I'm so scared. I hope I can do this, but this is one of Dave's signature songs. Great moments come to every man, some situation where he can achieve such fame that folks proclaim the very mention of his name. A circus played our town one day. Three Bengal tigers got away. The manager looked straight at me and said, "Here's your opportunity." Somebody has got to get those cats. Somebody has got to go. The tiger man is sick in bed. "Put on your coat and hat," that's what he said. The man who brings these cats home alive, whoops, a hero he will be. It's a wonderful chance for somebody. Somebody else, not me. Ivory bones with ebony dots oft lead to cemetery plots. A game last night brought on a fight that ended up in pistol shots. I was the furthest from the door. All the others got out before. And on the floor, a man lay dead. And through the transom, someone said, "Somebody has got to stay behind. Somebody must remain. Be here for when the officers arrive. Explain why our brother is no longer alive. The man who stays to see this through will gain notoriety. It's a wonderful chance for somebody. Somebody else, not me." I did a little time in World War II when them panzer tanks came rolling through in the middle of a minefield beneath barbed wire. They pinned us down with machine gun fire. Bullets were flying through the air. Shrapnel was shrapneling everywhere. But our captain showed no fear. Says he, "I need a volunteer."
somebody has got to storm that hill. Somebody has got to go. Charge that hill where all the mines are laid. Blown to hell with a hand grenade, yeah, right. The man who storms that hill will live in history. Mommy Dave, I'd rather live in Hackensack. It's gotta be somebody else, not me.
Three people who are going to make a special presentation, but Gene, we need you to come on stage for the presentation. So if you start making your way down, I will introduce them. She is the head of Folk Alliance, which is the most important folk music organization in this country. He is the host of a long-running program on WFMT in Chicago called Midnight Special. And the third person is representing the Philadelphia Folk Song Society. Please give a warm welcome to Phyllis Barney, Rich Warren, and Biff Kennedy.
Hi, everyone. Well, I have to say that for this funk junkie, this is way on the way to overdose. I hope y'all are having as good time as I am tonight. And Gene, I'm really sorry with your family here, but I still have to confess to these people about that wild weekend in the mountains of Tennessee we spent about 10 years ago or 11 years ago or so. It's true, but actually what it was one of the very, very earliest board meetings of the North American Folk Music and Dance Alliance, because Gene was elected to the first full board of the organization at one of the early meetings. And I just wanted everybody here to know and to understand how much that Gene contributes, not just here in the Philadelphia area, but folk music actually across the continent. He's been involved in this movement of in the US, in Canada. He comes to the annual conferences every year. He always has a songwriter critique. He's encouraging people not just here locally, but actually across the continent in terms of bringing new musicians forward, celebrating the music, making sure it's still around, and his career is an inspiration to all of us. So, Gene, thanks so much. Very good. It's really important. It's extremely important, that kind of work. And there's someone else who's here who also has served on the Folk Alliance Board, contributing his time and efforts on behalf of this music. He's also the host of Midnight Special, all the way from Chicago. Please welcome Rich Warren.
Gene, it's very difficult to be a peer of someone who has no peers. I think I speak for all the other radio folk music hosts in the country and in Canada, for that matter, how special Gene is, how respected Gene is among his peers. But Mark Twain once wrote something to the effect that respect is nice, honor is nice, fame is nice, but the most important thing to receive is affection. And I think that what makes Gene so special is we're all here showing Gene not just that we respect him, but our affection for Gene Shea. And for all the radio people in America who do folk music shows, I want to say that we not only greatly respect you, but we have a great deal of affection for you as a human being. Congratulations, Gene.
Biff Kennedy. I would be delighted to represent the Philadelphia Folk Song Society tonight. However, I am not. I'm representing the Philadelphia Music Alliance, which was established in 1986 by a bunch of knuckleheads in the city when the music industry first came to Philadelphia and asked us to make a proposal to establish a Hall of Fame, which ultimately wound up in Cleveland. As a result of that proposal, however, we decided we would organize and have our own damn organization right here in Philadelphia. So we did. know is from a number of activities that we sponsor and participate in the city. We have a music in the schools program. We have an instrument donation program. We are a rather well-organized referral service for musicians. And what some of you may know the Music Alliance for best are the plaques that are established in the sidewalk on the Avenue of the Arts in Center City. That's what we have been doing for about the last 12 years. The mission of the Music Alliance actually is to support and acknowledge the heritage of the Philadelphia music arts over the course of the last 100 years, to support the current music scene in Philadelphia, and to encourage the future music scene in Philadelphia. Things all clearly that Gene Shea has embodied over more than his 40 years of service to Philadelphia. And I am very proud to represent the board of directors and present an award to Gene tonight for all of his contributions to the Philadelphia music scene. If I may just read this plaque. From the Philadelphia Music Alliance, happy 40th anniversary to Gene Shea for 40 amazing years of loving contributions and support of folk music and musicians in Philadelphia and around the world. May 12th, 2003, the Keswick Theater. Please join me in congratulating Gene Shea.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you, Phyllis and Biff and Richard. You know, all my life I used to think that one of the things I always like to do is play music for my friends. You know, we sit in the living room and say, hey, wait a minute, run down the basement, get an album and say, where do you hear this guy? Where do you hear this gal? Where do you hear this old ballad? It sounds like something that was just written. And that really is an extension of my life that went into my radio work. I still do that. And I often think that the people that I'm playing stuff for are good friends. We have the same musical taste. I really have been blessed. I have a wonderful family, wonderful many friends, and I'm in the enviable position of being able to hear some of the best songs in the world by some of the best players in the world, and I cherish that. Thank you so much for sharing this evening with me. I love you. Thanks. Emotion, I have to pull a raffle. But what the heck, it's for a Martin guitar. And it's a really nice Martin guitar too, so let me do this. We've never met, right? Oh, no. So I remember the one I put in there was made from balsa wood. Alright, let's see. Okay. Now do I read the winner? I can't believe it. I know this. You know, every time I do this, I get in trouble. But I know a lot of people out here. Bill Dalton from Newtown Square. And you're probably, obviously, you know, 1,000 guitar players here anyway, right? I bet you all play guitar. What a nice, here it is. Beautiful mark, thank you. Want to tell us what is it, what model is this?
This is the
new M series?
M16G.
GT. Stands for.
There he is.
Good times, I'm sure. Thank you, Ted the Fiddler. Thank you, CF Martin Company. We're going to get the winner up here. Bill Dalton's going to come up and grab his, you know. Congratulations to Bill. This is the winner, eh? Look what he takes home. One more thing, they keep surprising me. This is, I hope it's not going to be a custard pie. Move over a little.
Do you remember when you contacted me and asked me if I had a top hat? And you said that when you were 13, 15 years old, you wanted to be a magician, and you wanted a magician's hat. So then I told you that this hat company out there had two different styles, a tall and a short. And what I thought was that the short one you wanted, which is out in my car and you owe me for, wasn't big enough for rabbits and doves. So the committee talked it over, and we bought you magically this hat. That is a magician's hat. And everybody signed it. There's autographs inside. Happy anniversary, and learn some tricks, and don't get dove shit on it.
Suddenly I'm Fred Astaire. Thank you so much. Thanks. Now I gotta go back to my magic books.
Hey,
thanks. Wonderful concert. I'm enjoying it. I'm gonna go back to my seat.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's the perfect hat for Gene Shea. It really suits him. I just want to say that at WXPN, we are so thrilled that Gene Shea has landed with us in this great journey of 40 years so far of folk music, and we're thrilled to have him on the air with us. And it was occurring to me during this great show, most of the performers are going to be leaving town, but we still get to hang out with Gene Shea and the love of his life, Gloria, and that's just a real wonderful gift, whether it's on the air, in town, at various concerts, or at the folk festival. Also, it seems to me, thank you again, Gene, for everything you've done to nurture this music, because there's never been a time that we've needed folk music like we need it now. So artists, please keep making it. We want to thank Full Frontal Folk for performing in the lobby during the intermission.
And let's get back to music with somebody. I remember hearing multiple interviews that Gene's done with him over the years on the air, and it's always a joy to hear those. And wonderful concerts. I remember one at the Academy of Music with Mr. Steve Goodman, and our guest is coming up. There's a few applause from that one. A wonderful free concert down at Penn's Landing with this guest that's coming up. He may be from Chicago, but he certainly has a home in Philadelphia. I think you know what I'm talking about, Mr. John Prine.
Thanks a whole lot for everything you've done all these years. It's very much appreciated. The
flies from Montgomery make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them, they're buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. That's for Eugene Hamper, by the way. Years ago, while I was at home recovering from hip surgery, I went around for one summer, and my back started hurting me, and then my knee started hurting me, and then my back, and then my knee. So I went to the doctor, and he said, "It's your hip." So he took me to the hospital, took my old one out, gave it to the dogs, and gave me a brand new one. He said, it was made out of titanium, and it would probably last me anywhere from 28 to 30 years. And I thought, boy, that's just great. I said, my hip is going to be around a lot longer than I am. They could put it at the head of the table. They only kept me in the hospital for a couple of days because they don't like to keep you very long now because of the wedding. They gave me some Percodans and told me not to drive for a month. So I waited about 3 days and I got real bored not being able to drive, so I took the Percodans and they're nothing like they used to be. You know, somewhere along the line, the government hired a guy to come in and take all the fun out of drugs. They're not bad. So I took them and I wrote this song. It's about a fellow who, over a long period of time, has developed this very special ability to travel in his mind, particularly when his wife starts going on just a little bit too long about something. He doesn't have a whole lot of money, so he doesn't go very far. Anything over 3 minutes, I gotta take a sip of water. Thank you. must you always seem to criticize me? Seems like everything I do just turns out wrong. Why don't you come on out and despise me? So I could pack my bag and baby, I'd be gone. Remember when you used to call me honey? Well, I'd turn around and call you honey too. You might think it's a joke, but it ain't funny to hurt someone who's so in love with you. A clown puts his makeup on upside down, so he wears a smile even when he wears a frown. You might think I'm here when you put me down, but actually I'm on the other side of town. My body's in this room with you just a catching hell, but my soul is drinking beer down the road as well. You might think I'm listening to your grocery list, but I'm leaning on a jukebox and I'm about halfway there. A clown puts his makeup on upside down, so he wears a smile even when he wears a frown. You might think I'm here when you put me down, but actually I'm on the other side of town. Playing dominoes and drinking some ice cold beer. When you get done talking, I'll come back downstairs and assume the body of the person you presume who cares. A clown puts his makeup on upside down, so he wears a smile even when he wears a frown. You might think I'm here when you put me down, but actually I'm on the other side of town. I'm across the river on the other side of town. In my mind I'm going to the dog racing side of town. Afternoon, geez, I saw one familiar face after another, you know, and it's like dying and going to the Philly Folk Festival. But I got to thinking about somebody that ought to be here, and I know if he was still alive, he would have been here. That's Steve Goodman. He would have been out here backing everybody up, whether they asked him or not, you know. And he'd have three or four of them sleeping on the floor of his hotel room. So I'm going to ask Saul Brody to come out and play with me on this, please. Hey, Saul. I believe Saul played on Stevie's version of this on his record. That's good enough, Saul. I miss the old man tonight, and I wish he was here with me. corny jokes and his cheap cigars. He could look you in the eyes and sell you a car. That's not an easy thing to do. But no one ever knew a more charming creature on this old world than my old man. He was a pilot in the big war for the U.S. Army Air Corps in a C-47 with a heavy load carrying combat cargo over the Burma Road. And after they dropped the bomb, he came home and married Mom. Not too long after that, he became my old man.
sentiments from someone else who couldn't be here tonight.
Hi, this is Pete Seeger. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you tonight to help you celebrate Gene Shea's 40 years on the air. But I want to say thanks to Gene for his work connecting our community, helping artists, and sharing music that ties us all together. Best wishes, Gene. Here's to 40 more.
Our next performer is someone who has fulfilled the folk tradition of his own family and, in fact, makes it a habit to come to this very theater every year. Please welcome the extraordinary Arlo Guthrie.
Thank you. really nice to be here, because I feel like everybody else was saying earlier, to see so many good friends, and there's very few people in this town who could have called all these people together. So Gene, thanks for not just tonight, but for all the years that I've known you, and man, that goes back to when I was about that big, I'm sure. Saw a picture in the the program tonight. Man, I don't remember looking like that, but I guess it's real nice to spend so many years with people, especially in this town. This is one of the great towns of folk songs and singing, and it's nice to be a part of it in some way. The night that I found out that Abe was going to be born, we went and told it to everybody on Gene's show there. You know, didn't take long, and now Abe's here too, so. We were just in Nashville about a few months ago, and we were celebrating a month-long celebration of my dad's work, which was sort of odd for Nashville, but we had a great time. So I thought I'd sing a few of the songs that I worked up for that evening. And a lot of people know that my dad wrote a lot of songs, but some people don't realize he actually tried to make a living doing that. He wrote some old cowboy songs and stuff like that that was popular at the time. He didn't succeed at it, so his reputation stayed intact. But this is one of the songs I love that he wrote. Well, the new sheriff wrote me a letter. Yes, the new sheriff wrote me a letter. Come up, see me, dead or alive. Come up, see me, dead or alive. Dead or alive, it's a hard road. It's a hard road, dead or alive. Well, he even sent me my picture. Yes, he even sent me my picture. Boys, dead or alive, how do I look? Boys, dead or alive, dead or alive. It's a hard road, it's a hard road, dead or alive. Well, he said he would pay expenses. Yes, he said he would pay expenses. Dead or alive, new sheriff, no thanks. Poor boy, it's a hard road, dead or alive, dead or alive. It's a hard road. I don't like your hard rock hotels. I don't like your hard rock hotels. Dead or alive, new sheriff, no thanks. Poor boy, it's a hard road. Dead or alive, dead or alive, it's a hard road. I'm gonna go down and see my little sweet thing. I'm gonna go down and see my little sweet thing. Dead or alive, new sheriff, no thanks. Poor boy, it's a hard road. Dead or alive, dead or alive. Aside from writing songs, my dad used to steal songs. He used to take these old gospel tunes and the old traditional ballads, and he would put new words to him about whatever it was he wanted to say. People called it stealing, plagiarism, bad words like that, till Pete Seeger come along and renamed it the folk process. Thank God for Pete. I think my dad's theory was that if you wanted people to be singing along with you on your new song, it'd be a hell of a start if they already knew the tune. Or even some of the words. So I thought I'd sing one of the old songs that he rewrote back years ago. I learned it when I was a kid. It's got to be about 1,000 years old. It's got a lot of names: Blackjack Davy, Gypsy Davy, songs like that. And it's a song about a band of gypsies that goes to visit the castle, and the lady of the castle runs off with them. And the Lord comes back and finds out about it and takes off after him, catches up to him. And in the original version, he brings them all back and hangs them all. In my dad's version, the girl ends up with the guitar player.
I should be.
It was late last night when the boss come home, asking about his lady. The only answer that he got, she's gone with the gypsy baby, gone with the gypsy baby. Ghost out of me of my buckskin horse and my $100 saddle, point out to me their wagon tracks, after them I travel, and after them I ride. Well, he had not rode till the midnight moon, saw their campfire gleaming, heard the notes of the big guitar, and the voice of the gypsy singing, the song of the gypsy day. As he rode into the camp and fired, he saw her fair face beaming, her heart in tune to the big guitar, and the voice of the gypsy singing, the song of the gypsy day. Anybody who's still left back there, let's come out and do something together. And, grab a mic or something. We'll sing. I think John Prine was right. Steve Goodman would have been here tonight if he could have been, and there's no reason why he can't be. More than once. Some folks asked me to sing this, so. Man, there's more left than I thought. Come on up, grab the mic or something. All right? Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee, rolls along past houses, farms, fields. Passing trains that have no names, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of their rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train that calls the city of New Orleans.
I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. You did card games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point and no one keeping score. That's the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. The sons of pulling quarters and the sons of engineers ran their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babies asleep rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rail is all they feel.
To keep it up, because I want to thank the people, the old fogies, the old friends of Gene, who made this show possible. And I'm talking about John Fjord, I'm talking about my sweet, wonderful partner, Carl Lapner, and I'm talking also about Sean Timmons, who produced this show, and David Baskin, the executive producer, and Ed Shockey, who coordinated talent. It was a great team effort. Lisa Timmons, Patty Shea did wonderful work. She was a program book design. And who else am I forgetting? My Todd Palmer, who also did the logo design, and all of you guys. And my wife. Oh. I better learn that song from John. I think I'm in another city right now. Anyway, Gloria, I love you. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing this wonderful evening with me. And
thanks. Oh, that's G-J.
And thanks to my radio station. Great to be here on my two best radio stations, actually, were MMR. I love being at MMR during the 70s, and I love being at SPM. They really are into music, and it's great to be among people like David and Mikhail and all the people there. I love it. Thank you again. Have a safe trip home. Don't stick any pins in those bobblehead dolls, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us on this very special evening. Have a safe trip home. We'll see you soon.